Part 5 Francis Harris book called Queries to the Quakers. His principles follow. Principle, you say, do not these people that pretend to the light stumble at noonday as in the night, and there is no gospel light, we mean of the revealed and written gospel light in them? See page 9. Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. 2 Tim 1:10. Rather to the law and to the testimony. If they do not speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Isa 8:20. The man refuses to accept the scriptures about the light, and yet this scripture tells us why, because he has no light in him. Answer. The gospel light is what does enlighten every man that comes into the world, and they who hate it neglect the gospel light, and receive not the power from God which is the gospel. For the gospel light is Christ Jesus, that does enlighten every man that comes into the world. And they who walk in this light stumble not, they stumble that are out of the light, which light is the way to the Father. And many may have the written words, yet are out of the gospel light, and the power of God which is the gospel, Rom 1:16, which brings people where the sheep lie down at noonday. Principle, he said, what did Christ mean when he told people search the scriptures, or Peter when he called the scriptures the sure word of prophecy, the light shining in the dark place? And yet scripture without is a dead letter. See page 12. For John 5:39, the King James says, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Search the scriptures means, you search the scriptures, not go and search the scriptures. This is confirmed by the later translations, which use English according to today's subject and verb conventions. New King James says, you search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and these are they which testify of me. New International says, you diligently study the scriptures, because you think that by them you possess eternal life. New American Standard says, you search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. Amplified says, you search and investigate and pore over the scriptures diligently, because you suppose and trust that you have eternal life through them. And the Net Bible, a thorough analysis of original Greek Bible, says, you study the scriptures thoroughly because you think in them you possess eternal life, and it is these same scriptures that testify about me, John 5:39, but you are not willing to come to me so that you may have life. John 5:40, and Peter did not call the scriptures the sure word of prophecy. Notice how this false prophet uses verses like these, which he twists to insist the Bible is the source, the rule, the judge, the ground, the pillar, the word. Yet when there is a plainly stated scripture which conflicts with the whore's doctrine, he denies them. Answer. And yet this man calls scripture the light, and the word, as he admits that scripture is a dead letter. Christ tells the professors of scripture that they were searching the scriptures, incorrectly thinking to find eternal life in them, not that they should find life in it, but that they were searching and see how scripture testified of him who was the life. That was his purpose in this statement. And those who had come to Christ the life, had come to him the scriptures testified of, as John 1:45, we have found him of whom Moses and the prophets wrote. And those were the disciples who had left John. Others were those who were stuck in John and did not come not to the life, but instead went to the scriptures in hopes to have life from the scriptures, and did not come to him the scriptures testified of, but instead persecuted him. And Peter means as he speaks, he tells them of the sure word of prophecy, and tells them take heed to it, as unto a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawn, and the day star arise in their hearts. He does not say, this is the scriptures without, which you say are a dead letter. How can what is dead shine? Principle, he said, does not this draw people to gross idolatry, to told people take heed to the light in you, which you call the pure light of God, not the light of nature? And whether you do not delude people by saying there is a pure light of God and Christ in every man and woman by nature. See page 14. 17. Look at John 1:4-9 and tell me how anyone could conclude it speaks of a light of nature, which this man wants us to believe. For in him was life, and the life was the light of men. 5. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. 6. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. John the Baptist was sent to prepare the way for the light. 7. This man came as a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men might believe through it the light, Christ. 8. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. 9. Which is the true light that enlightens every man who comes into the world. Jesus, the true light that enlightens every man who comes into the world. The light, Jesus, who is in every man who comes into the world? Answer: The light which enlightens every man leads from all idolatry, for all that are out of the light that enlightens every man that comes into the world are in the idolatry. And every man that comes into the light with which he is enlightened is in what was before any natural lights were. And the natural lights are the sun, the moon, and the stars. And they delude and deceive people that say, the light which enlightens every man that comes into the world is a natural light, and they keep people in idolatry, and so shut up the kingdom against men and go not in themselves, nor allow others, for all idolatry is out of the light. The Bible makes a clear distinction between the natural light of the sun and moon and the light of God or Christ. I saw no temple in the city, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. And the city had no need of the sun nor of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminates it, and the Lamb is its light. And the nations of those who are saved shall walk in the light of it. Rev 21:22-24. The sun shall no more be your light by day, nor shall the moon give light to you for brightness, but the Lord will be an everlasting light to you, and your God will be your glory. Isa 60:19, principle, he said, to be carried up to the power and to the spirit which resembles fire, whether this is not Antichrist like a lamb, to call fire from heaven to come down in the sight of men, and whether the power is from God or from Satan, that brings people into a trembling and shaking like Belshazzar. See page 20:21. Once again, in order to hold up his created God from a subset of scriptures, he ignores the below scriptures. My flesh trembles for fear of you, and I am afraid of your judgments. PSA 119:120, so said the Lord. But this is the man I will look on favorably, he who is of a poor and contrite spirit, and trembles at my word. Isa 66:2, therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Phil 2:12 answer. That power was not of Satan that broke down the head of gold and the breasts of silver, neither was that power of Satan that made Belshazzar to shake and quake. And that power all must know, before the Most High rules in the kingdoms of men. To be carried up by the power and spirit of God is not Antichrist, nor is it the beast which, with his lying wonders, caused fire to come down from heaven, for the power, the Spirit of God fathoms all such things, and saw those were the spirits that were erred from the apostles, and the life they lived in that did so. Principle, he said, the most righteous man falls 7 times a day, the scripture tells us. See page 22. Answer. The scripture does not speak any such thing as 7 times a day, but it said, the just man falls 7 times and rises again, but the wicked fall into calamity. Principle, he said, such as have fasted till their neighbors who lived near them have not known them. They have been as though they had been come out of the jaws of death, whether this is not as the Pharisees and an occasion to Satan. See page 24. Jesus said, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear to men to be fasting. Truly I say to you that they have their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but only to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Matt 6:16-18, so the hypocrite's fast is to be seen by men. But if someone fasts in secret so long that their bones show, that is not to obtain approval of men. I can assure you, it is impossible to deny yourself that long, looking for the approval of man. Only when you are fasting in obedience to a command from the Lord is there enough resolve to continue a fast that long. And when you fast that long, everyone around you is at least skeptical of your fasting. This man is simply trying to character assassinate the Quakers. Answer. What would you have said to David in his days, when he fasted till he might number his bones, and was a stranger to all his acquaintance? Was this like the hypocrite's fast? And because some now, by the same power, are moved of the Lord so to do, is this like the Pharisees that appear to do so? Have not all ministers and teachers showed their ignorance of the scriptures, and the life that gave them forth, and to be such as cannot divide the word aright, nor speak a word in season? But they are rather such as burden and oppress the just, whereby the poor groan and cry, not distinguishing between the fasting of the servants of God and those that appeared to fast. So in this you show that you put no difference between the precious and the vile, and are not able to judge of things that differ, so are judged with what does put a difference in things that differ. and David was a wonder to neighbors. Francis Higginson's book, called A Brief Relation of the Region of the Northern Quakers. His principles follow. Principle, he said in his epistle, the great number that are fallen away from the word of God. Answer. The falling away from the word of God was before the apostles' decease, and the world is since gone after you and those who are fallen away. And so you put the letter for the word, the scriptures which are words, and so run into all opinions and sects. But people are now people coming to the light, and so to the word Christ Jesus, him by whom the world was made, from you apostates to the word and the apostles are we come. Principle. Again he said, I do not detest popery itself more heartily than I do your religion, Quakers. Answer. I do believe you, for popery itself is your stock, the tithes, the universities, the steeple houses, mass houses. So I know you must be a friend to popery and detest us before you can popery. The kingdom would otherwise be divided against itself, and then it were not likely to stand. But popery and you have come up in the apostasy since the days of the apostles, and so with the power of God you are denied. Principle. He again said, beware of false prophets, for there shall arise false prophets and false Christs, and if it were possible, they should deceive the very elect. Matt 7 and Matt 24. Answer. Christ said they should come, and that they should be inwardly ravening wolves, but would be clothed with the sheep's clothing. He told his disciples this, and before the disciples deceased they saw that they were come, the false prophets and the antichrists, as in 1 John 2, 18, which went from them. And in the Revelations he said, all the world went after them. All the world wandered after the beast and the false prophets. And the beast had power over all nations and kindreds and tongues and peoples. And the beast and false prophet made war against the saints and overcame them. And so you false prophets and antichrists have had the sheep's clothing, but have been the wolves ravening and devouring the lambs. You would not have been able to deceive people if you had not had the sheep's clothing upon you. And so the beast has his many names, which has had power over all nations, kindreds, and tongues. So the beast and whore have been upon your tongues, which makes you orthodox men, which John calls waters. Here have been the beast and his names, who have had power over all nations. And all nations have drunk of the cup of the mother of harlots, the great whore. The inhabitants of the earth are drunk with the wine of her fornication. And the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. And she sits upon the waters, and the waters are peoples, and tongues, and nations, and multitudes. You have told the poor people long that the false prophets are just now coming, and the antichrists are only now coming, and told them to see Matt 7, 15, and Matt 24. 24, and so have showed your ignorance of the scriptures, which say they had already appeared before the apostles' decease, as in the first epistle of John. They went forth from the apostles. These were the false prophets, antichrists, and false spirits, which Christ said should come, and the world since has gone after them. Now does your ignorance of the scriptures appear, and that you are not men able to divide the word aright. The discerning now is risen among people, that they begin to see and know who divides the word aright. And to have told people go to Matt 7 and Matt 24 and say false prophets should come, all this has been but for pretense. Now we see you to be one with those John spoke of when he said, they were come, and all that dwelt upon the earth went after them. You have had the form of godliness, but the power has been denied, and so you have burst into names and heaps and sects. But now are the vials, and thunders and plagues and trumpets sounding and going forth, and the seven woes going out. And now are the kings of the earth and false prophets and antichrists and the mother of harlots and the beast and his names and horns, gathering together with the old deceiver the devil, to battle against the Lamb and the saints of the Lamb. But the Lamb and the saints have got the victory, and the rivers of living waters are opening to all that thirst. Sing and rejoice, let us give glory to God, for now has the marriage of the Lamb come. Principle, again you make a great fuss, that anyone should witness he is equal with God. See page 2. Answer. In a catechism of the assembly of the priests, called divines, which they put forth to the nation, they have laid down, for young children and old men and all to learn, that the Holy Ghost and the Son are equal in power and glory with the Father. Yet if any come to witness the Son revealed in them, or come to witness the Holy Ghost in them, as they that gave forth scriptures, or witness the mind of Christ, and witness that which is equal with the Father, that equality which you speak of, you priests destroy that which you have put forth to the nation, and cry out, horrid blasphemy. And thus ye confound that which you have set up, and kill that which ye have begot. Principle, he said, I shall mention their errors. They hold their speakings are a declaration of the word Christ in them, that the letter of Scripture is carnal, that Jesus Christ is come in their flesh, that he is in them as man, and that the Scriptures are not the written word of God, that the soul is a part of God or a divine essence, that they enjoy God here and Christ here, and attain to a state of perfection. That sprinkling of infants is a mark of the beast, and our church and worship and temple are idols, temples, and beast houses, and not to be called of men master, and the not speaking to a single person in the plural number. These he calls errors. Answer: all your temples set up imitating the temple Solomon built, since the days of the apostles, are idols, for God never commanded them. Was it not the papists who first had them? And have they not been mass houses and beast houses, and are they not such? Is God worshipped in temples made with hands? Is he not to be worshipped in the Spirit and in the truth? And the Scriptures are words of the prophets and apostles and Christ. They are words and so called in the Scripture. They are not called the written word, but words, and Christ, the Word, comes to fulfill them. And of you who do not speak from Christ the Word in you, if your declaration is not from it, you are the spirits gone out into the world, apostatized from the Spirit that was in the prophets, Christ, and the apostles. The letter is written in paper and ink. Now paper and ink are not spiritual, but what it speaks of is spiritual. And you to one, and you to one, makes it appear that neither you nor you ever learned your accidents yet, neither are perfect in the Bible. For neither the Bible nor accidents teaches to speak any such language as you to a particular. Therefore, you are pitiful men to go to instruct the nations, and cannot endure sound, righteous words, nor simplicity of speech, but stumble at it. Again, God will dwell in you and walk in you, and your bodies are temples of the Holy Ghost. Christ is in you except you are reprobates, said the apostle. And again, God breathed into man the breath of life, and he became a living soul. For what came out from God was the cause that man became alive, a living soul, and is not this of God. God has all souls in his hand, and Christ is the bishop of the soul, and is not that of God which comes out from God. Is not that of his being, who has the soul in his hand, and so divine? And is not Christ in man? Does not Christ say they must eat his flesh? How can any eat Christ's flesh if his flesh is not in them? Does not the Scripture say that he was manifest in the apostles' flesh? How can you call him Christ in man, without the man being there? As for sprinkling infants, it is a thing which the Scripture does not hold forth, but has been gotten up since the days of the apostles. It is not witnessed by Scripture, but is a tradition of men, an invention of men. And then all may see if it is not a mark of that beastly spirit that is erred from the apostles and out of the power. And Christ said, "Be not you called of men master, for you have one master, even Christ, and you are all brethren." So you and you who oppose the commands of Christ and teach men to practice the contrary are antichrists and show yourselves in the spirit of error from Christ's spirit. Now let all read and see if this man divides the word aright to people. Principle. He said, they have an unction, need not that any man teach them, and wait for the Spirit to come down upon them by inspiration and give them utterance. And said, they sit silent and not a whisper among them, and they do not own David's psalms to be sung. See page 12, 13, these are errors, said he. Answer, is it not the apostles' doctrine that they need no man to teach them, but as the same anointing teaches those who abide in it? And were not they seducers that drew people from it? 1 John 2, 27-26. And did not the apostles wait for the receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, the Spirit of truth? And did not the holy men of God speak as they were moved by the Holy Ghost? So the gospel and the things of God were revealed to them. What they had heard and seen and had revealed to them, they spoke as the Spirit gave them utterance, and prayed for a door of utterance. And others were to pray that they might have a door of utterance given to them when they were to preach. And to sing David's psalms without David's spirit is not to sing with the understanding. Now in all these things, have you not showed and made manifest that your spirits are the false spirits gone out into the world from the apostles' spirit, and the holy men's spirit that spoke forth the Scriptures as they were moved, and waited for the Spirit, which led them into all truth, and revealed to them the things of God? So you who are out of this revelation and preach against this, you have preached up your spirits out from the apostles, and declared your folly to all the nation. And then, because they wait in silence, and not a whisper among them, is not that agreeable to the apostles' doctrine and the prophets? Is there not a learning in silence? And was not whispering forbidden by the apostle? and do such things as these offend you, you have shown your spirit. Principal, he said, they meet in the night and make the object of their teaching, ministers, and tithes, and the pure light that is in every man that comes into the world. And for any man to know what is in another by looking at him, or upon him, or discern his soul, this he suspects to be an evil eye. And that the learned men and ministers and physicians are in the power of Satan. Pages 16, 17, 18. Answer. Here again you have made manifest your power, who are gone forth from the apostles, into the mystery of iniquity, which has long wrought since their days. But now is the power of God made manifest, which breaks down the mystery of iniquity and raises up the mystery of godliness. And of this power, neither the learned men, physicians, nor ministers are able to judge, but as they own Christ the power of God. As the learned rabbis judged of Christ, so do they judge of the power now, so it is not strange to us. And the saints met in the night, yes, till midnight. And we deny the ministry that takes tithes, and say the priesthood is changed, and the law is changed by which it was made, and the commandment disannulled that gave tithes. Heb. 7:18. And we say Christ is come a priest after the order of Melchizedek, the similitude and likeness, who ends the similitude and likeness. In Christ is the end of similitudes and likenesses, and of wars, in whom is peace. So no tithes are to be paid to the similitude and likeness, but all are to come to the Son, and to hear the Son, and honor the Son. I will give him for a covenant of light unto the Gentiles, and a new covenant to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. Christ told the Jews to whom he was promised that he was the light of the world, and the prophet said God would give him for a covenant of light unto the Gentiles. And Christ told them, believe in the light, and they should have the light of life, and should not walk in darkness. And John said, if you walk in the light, then have you fellowship one with another, and the blood of the Son of God cleanses you from all sin. So none come out of the darkness and out of the stumbling and have peace with God but who come to the light. And are you offended at this object? Do you stumble at this light? Do you stumble at the door, the rock, the cornerstone, splitting yourself against it, but it has fallen upon your head? Again, the spiritual man discerns and judges all things. And as face answers face, so does the spirit of the Lord in man. And man may discern by the spirit of the Lord God, where the seed is in the death, and where the seed is not, and where the soul is living, in which the Lord has pleasure, and where it is in the death, as the scriptures of truth testify. The holy men of God discern it, and you being ignorant of this, manifest that you have neither salt, nor savor, nor handling, nor tasting, nor seeing, nor feeling. But what you know naturally as brute beasts. And so there is the evil eye, not having spirits of discerning and savoring. How should you minister unto people, to their states and conditions, if you cannot discern the spirits which are in them? How are you ministers of the Spirit? The natural man, though he has all the natural tongues, does not receive the things of God, yet the natural man may get the letter scriptures. And if he does not have the Spirit that gave it forth, he is not a minister of the Spirit, but of the letter, and is erred from the Spirit that the apostles were in, as you are, who have made yourselves manifest. Principal, he said, the Quakers will have no tools taken out of the shops of human learning to work withal. See page 26. Again, they call our ministers states ministers or priests, and some of the Quakers go naked through the streets. Answer, how ignorant are you here of Scripture? Will not all people here judge your ignorance and your ignorance? For the Scripture shows that the Lord made his prophet Isaiah to put off his clothes and go naked for 3 years among the Egyptians and Ethiopians, for a sign to them, a figure of their nakedness. And if the Lord has made some as figures among you, or to go naked, as a figure of your nakedness, who are of the spiritual Egypt, and of their root and stock, and of those false spirits that went out into the world from the apostles? If the Lord makes some as signs among you of your nakedness, how you have ravened from the Spirit of God and want the clothing of it, look upon your own shame that may be covered. Are they not innocent people who go naked among you, and who are an offense unto you, when you do not see your shame? And are not you states ministers, made by men and schools and colleges set up by the state? Are not your maintenance, your tithes from the state? And you say, you never heard the voice of God, nor Christ's voice directly from heaven. Whose ministers are you then, but states ministers? And you deny direct revelation and inspiration. How can we say you are ministers made by the will of God, when you tell us you never heard his voice? Or how can we say you are ministers of Christ, while you deny revelation and inspiration and direct voice from heaven, and so know not the Son and the Spirit that reveals? As for your tools that come out of your shops of human learning, the Quakers deny your shops of tools that come out of the human learning. And the scripture gives no such expressions as a shop of tools, nor do we find that ever the prophets or apostles had a shop of tools of human learning. But your shops of tools of human learning have come up in the apostasy since the days of the apostles, and these are your tools that you work with in the apostasy. And so you workmen will fall out with one another's work, and with your tools strike at one another. You have had a shop that inwardly ravened that went forth from the apostles, the false spirits that went out into the world. You have had a shop of tools with which you have worked and lived in your old authors and books and studies and fathers, and so burst into many heads and heaps, one destroying the other about his work. All your tools you have wrought with since the apostasy have been taken out of the shops of human learning, which are earthly. This proves you are apostates and the spirits that are gone out into the world. Luke said the tongues of Hebrew, Greek, and Latin were set up over Christ by Pilate, who crucified him. And John said the beast had power over all tongues, and that the whore sits upon the tongues, and that the tongues are waters. What? Has the beast sat upon our tongues? Has the beast sat upon our orthodox men, our schools, and colleges? Does the whore sit on our tongues, upon the original, and upon our tools and shops? Are these set above Christ? It is not unlikely but that the beast may have power over all these. The earth was of one language before they built Babel, and when they imagined to build Babel, God confounded them into many languages. But the life is risen, Christ Jesus, which was before Babel was, and before Pilate was that set the many languages upon him. The life is risen over them and you all, which life, Christ, breaks to pieces both your shops and tools of human learning. And so your glory is marred and your pride is stained. The life is risen, Christ the life is risen over you. The merchants and the tradesmen rage who have long had your shops. Sing and rejoice over them, you saints. The tongues and orthodox men that Fox is criticizing refers to ministers who went to colleges to learn Latin, Greek, and Hebrew so they could read the Bible in the original tongues. They were even given the name divines because they could read the original language. And they used their learning of Greek, Hebrew, and Latin to intimidate their congregations to believe they had superior knowledge. But the Holy Spirit can teach a man in any language, and no amount of Bible study, in all the languages of the world, will assist the Holy Spirit in teaching a man. And since we have 45,000 sects of Christendom, with everyone eagerly studying the Bible, but no one quietly waiting and listening for the Lord, we have thwarted the intention of the Holy Spirit, one faith, with all members in unity, with one voice, one mind, and one spirit. Principle, he said, the apostle said the last times would be perilous, there should be false accusers and fierce despisers of those who are good. Again, he said, a Turk or an Indian will deny the light within him. Again, Christ is in heaven with his carnal body. See page 43, 45, 48. Answer, Christ's body is a glorified body, and the scripture nowhere says that Christ's body is a carnal body in heaven. Again, the perilous times came before the apostles' decease. They saw those who were false accusers and fierce despisers of those who were good. They who had the form of godliness, but denied the power, as in denied the power to purify and perfect the believers, that were lovers of themselves instead of God and covetous wanted money, and these were crept in before the apostles' decease. And since the days of the apostles, the world has gone after them. So that covetous, heady, and fierce despisers have ruled. They have been like Jannes and Jambres, who withstood Moses, when the children of Israel were to come out of Egypt. So do you withstand the truth, who are covetous and high-minded, heady, fierce despisers of those who are good, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, which are to be turned away from, so you keep people in spiritual Egypt and Sodom. Are you not all covetous and lovers of yourselves? And do not you all deny the light that lights every man that comes into the world? Christ the power of God, and so keep people under your teaching all their lifetime, laden with their sin and divers lusts while they are upon the earth, telling them there is no perfection here. That ministry that tosses people up and down with your sleights and wiles and windy doctrine never makes them able to come to the knowledge of the truth, which truth is the light that does enlighten every man that comes into the world. Are not you fierce despisers of those who are good? They despise the Quakers who showed the fruit of love. Has not all the blood of the martyrs and saints, which has been shed since the days of the apostles, been by the stock that you are in, who are the false spirits, erred from the true spirit that the prophets and apostles were in, and gone out into the world from them. And you confess you have not the same infallible spirit that the prophets, Christ, and the apostles had. This Eaton the pastor admits. But neither the Indians nor Turks will deny the light, that convinces them of sin. For to the Turks and Indians was the covenant promised, as well as to the Jews, for they are heathen. And thus your ignorance appears, both of the scriptures of truth and ministers of God, and with them you are judged. Principle. Priest Cole said, the light which he is justified by is a created light, page 56. Answer, neither the scriptures of truth which the saints declared, nor Christ, ever held forth a created light as justifying, for the saints are justified by Christ the light, by whom all things were created. That light was not created, which light was the saints' justification. Principle. He said, who are washed from their sins by the blood of Christ, and made priests unto God. And in this sense, if they themselves do not once become priests, they will become companions of devils forever. See page 56. Answer. They who become priests to God and are washed by the blood of Jesus Christ are come out of the devil's power and overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and own the light to be their justification, which you deny. Principle. He tells us of Paul's indirect, not direct from God call, and that his extraordinary call of itself had not been sufficient. This man wants us to believe that Paul's call by the light, Jesus, on the road to Damascus, was not a call directly from God. Why? Because he and his fellow ministers were not called directly by God, rather they were self-appointed, and so he tries to lower Paul to his own poor level. Answer. The scripture tells us no such thing as Paul's indirect call, and Paul declares himself a minister, not of man, nor by man, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ, and that was sufficient, which call you are out of since his days, who are called by men. Principle, he said, Christ does not forbid simply to be called of men master, and see. Page 62. These men, who have made themselves a God and a Christ, fashioned from a subset of scriptures, deny any scripture that doesn't agree with their subset, which they obviously don't understand. For if you must ignore or discard any scripture that doesn't support the scriptures you hold to be true, then you don't really understand the ones you hold to be true. All scripture is true and compatible, and when you realize the true hope and true promises of the Bible, then all scriptures fit together with the same message. Answer, it was Christ's command plainly to his disciples, be not you of men called master, for you have one master, even Christ. And thus you stand against Christ's doctrine and commands, and so are a transgressor and an antichrist. Principle, he said, Christ's human nature. Answer, where does the scripture speak of human? Where is the word human written? Tell us that we may search for it. Now, we do not deny that Christ, according to the flesh, was of Abraham, but deny the word human. Christ's nature is not human, which is earthly, for that is the first Adam principle. Priest Cole said, his justification is not done within him, but without him in the court of heaven. Answer. Reprobates may talk of justification. Did not Christ work justification without them upon the earth for mankind, and brought righteousness? And where Christ is made manifest within, is not their justification wrought there from heaven within? Where faith is witnessed within, does not that justify? And none know justification in truth, but where it is wrought within. See pages 77-78. Principle, again Priest Cole said, the life that he lives is a created life. Answer, so you have showed yourself a natural, not a spiritual man, nor a son of God led by the Spirit of God, nor in the faith, and do not live by faith nor in the Spirit, and so you have manifested vain glory. Principle, he calls trembling and quaking the shaking of the soul. Answer. The power of the Lord God comes to shake down that nature which prisons the soul and set it free. And as for all your other complaints, revilings, railings, and lies, they will turn upon yourself and will be hard for you to bear, and you shall cry out with Cain when you feel the burden, who are out of Christ's steps, who is the light that lights every man that comes into the world. As in the day of your judgment you shall witness, and the witness in your conscience shall answer. Francis Fulwood's book called A True Relation of a Dispute. His principles follow. Principle. He said, the scriptures are able to make wise unto salvation. Again, the Son in whom eternal life is only found in scripture, and they are they who testify of him, and therefore eternal life is found in scripture. Answer. Many had the scriptures but stood against the Son of God. Scriptures signify writings. The Son of God is not writings, and many may have the scriptures and not have the Son of God, and so not eternal life. For the devil has scripture, but has not eternal life. For he who envies his brother has not eternal life abiding in him. So who have eternal life? They have what the scripture speaks of. It testifies of Christ, the life of the Spirit. They are the words given forth by the Spirit of God, and so are to be fulfilled by the same Spirit again. And the scriptures are able to make wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. For they were not wise unto salvation, who had the scripture without the faith, and faith is to be led by the Spirit of God, to hear and obey. Principle. He said, we attain our gospel another way than Paul did. And it is blasphemy to tell us that what you deliver is by revelation from heaven. Even Jesus did not judge, speak, or act without the Spirit's specific prompting. By myself, I can do nothing. I judge only as I hear, John 5:30, whatever I speak, just as the Father has told me, so I speak. John 12:49-50, the Son is able to do nothing of himself of his own accord. But he, the Son, is able to do only what he sees the Father doing. John 5:19, he who speaks from himself seeks his own glory. But he who seeks the glory of the one who sent him, that man is true, and there is no unrighteousness in him. John 7:18, any man who speaks of God or Christ without the Spirit's specifically supplied words is seeking his own glory, and he is estimating himself to be greater than Christ, for Christ said, the disciple is not above his master, but everyone who is perfect purified, restored to the spiritual image of God, specifically authorized and perfected, will be like his master. Luke 6:40. The preachers of Christendom stand condemned for seeking their own glory and then accepting pay for their worthless words. When to even charge for true words of life like Balaam, spoken from the Spirit of God, is expressly forbidden by Paul, Peter, and Jesus. Seeking their own glory, the preachers of Christendom speak from their carnal minds, the nature of death, and preach their vain opinions from the imagination of their evil hearts. Answer. You, who are apostates from the apostles, have received your gospel another way than Paul did, I do believe. And is it not blasphemy for you to speak and preach what you have not received from heaven? And so you have brought yourselves under the curse and showed yourselves ministers of another gospel. For whosoever receives the gospel, which is called the power of God, it is direct and by direct revelation from God. And so your gospel, which is of men and after men, is another and is not the power of God received from God. For whosoever receives the gospel, the power of God, must receive it directly, for the power of God is direct. And that is the glad tidings to poor souls that sets the soul free. Principle, he said, we claim tithes not by the law of God, but by the law of the land, and tithes seem to be Christ's wages, and Melchizedek still lives to receive tithes in Christ. Answer. Christ has come, and the everlasting priesthood. He ends the commandment that gave tithes, and the priests Levites that took them. They end in him, who is after the order of Melchizedek that received tithes of Abraham, of whom Christ came according to the flesh. And Christ does not anywhere give his disciples an order to set up another law in the nations, to give them tithes, the tithes of men's estates. So you are none of the order of Melchizedek, but are of the order of those Christ said would come, who are inwardly ravened, which John saw were come and went forth from them, the false spirits that went forth into the world, into the earth. And so you have set up tithes, temples, schools, and priests by the Pope's authority. Have you not had your spiritual courts not long since? Was not the Pope the first author of your tithes? Are not you of that order, and far off from that spirit that leads after the order of Melchizedek? For none come to the priesthood after the order of Melchizedek, but who come to the Spirit of Christ, and these are kings and priests to God forever. So you have received your tithes after the order of that Spirit that went forth from the apostles into the world, into the earth, that has had the sheep's clothing, but ravened and devoured the lambs, and worried the sheep, the ministers, prophets, and saints. So all that are of the royal priesthood, after the order of Melchizedek, will see your order to become of the Pope's stock, for the apostles and Christ did not set up tithes. Principle, he said, baptism comes in the room of circumcision, and it is called the circumcision of Christ. Again he said, that thee and thou is a custom, so if any man is contentious, we have no such custom in the Church of God. Since infant baptism is without any scriptural support, and was invented by the Roman sect, the defenders of the whore's rituals claimed that infant baptism was the same thing as Jewish circumcision of a male child 8 days after birth. Obviously, this was a desperate lie to try to preserve their authority. There is nothing in common, other than infancy, which only applied to males, and so is completely naked in excusing baptizing infant females too. The circumcision of the foreskin of the male organ was the shadow of the circumcision of the heart, which circumcision God performs without the aid of a priest. Therefore, circumcise the foreskin of your heart, and do not be stiff-necked, stubbornly self-willed any longer. Deuteronomy 10:16, and the Lord your God will circumcise your heart, and the heart of your seed, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, that you may live. Deuteronomy 30:6, but he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and the circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. Romans 2:29, in whom you also will be circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism of death, in which also you are risen with him through faith of the operation of God, who has raised him from the dead. Col 2:11-12. Even if we're true, the outward circumcision counts for nothing with Christ. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love. Gal 5:6. Circumcision is nothing and uncircumcision is nothing, but keeping the commandments of God is what matters. 1 Cor 7:19. Answer. Circumcision is nowhere said to be a type of sprinkling infants, and sprinkling infants is nowhere said to be the circumcision of Christ. But the circumcision without was a type of the circumcision within, and that the apostle witnessed the fulfilling of in the Spirit, and so denies the outward. And the baptism of John was a type of that within. And you to a particular is your custom, and the Scripture does not declare to us that that custom was in the church of God. But the apostle told them, keep to the form of sound words, that could not be condemned. Now, you to a particular is not a sound word, as they can tell that have read but the Bible or accidents rules of grammar. And no heathenish customs come into the church of God that will spot or wrinkle it, nor does anything come into it that is the pillar and ground of truth that will be condemned. Principle. And he tells us of a word, Trinity, and said, the only ordinary way to know Jesus Christ is outward revelation, and to attain to the knowledge of Christ is by the Scriptures, and that he may be a minister of Christ, though he is partly out of Christ's doctrine, and though he is called of men master. He said, the Scripture tells us plainly that baptism is a Christian circumcision. Again, he who said, that light which is in every man is sufficient to discover and lead men to Christ, is under the darkness of his own fancy, having so far left the true light, the Word of God. No, knowledge of Christ is not gained from Scripture. You can read a record of Christ, but you do not know him until you have heard and seen him speak to you, explain the Scripture, and reveal the mysteries, of which he is the greatest mystery, and which the Scriptures barely scratch the surface. And outward revelation is not the way to know Jesus Christ, as Paul said, that which may be known of God is revealed in them, for God has shown it to them. Rom 1:19, it pleased God to reveal his Son in me, that I might preach him. Gal 1:15-16, this man has not had any teachings by the Spirit, so he denies anyone else could. He is a minister of the letter Bible, without any guidance from the Spirit of God. Speaking from his carnal mind in the nature of death, he ministers lies, he ministers the hypocrite's hope, he ministers dead faith, he ministers the dead letter. Trying to equate water baptism with the circumcision of the Spirit is trying to substitute a work that a man can do for a work that only God can do. And the Lord your God will circumcise your heart, and the heart of your seed, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, that you may live. Deuteronomy 30:6, he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and the circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter. Rom 2:29, answer. The light in every man, which Christ has enlightened him withal, loving it and walking in it, is sufficient to discover Christ and salvation, and they who are out of that are in the darkness and fancy. And as for the word Trinity, that comes from the old stock, the Pope. The Scripture teaches us no such word. And none can know Christ by the Scriptures, they testify of him, but none can know Christ but by revelation. Flesh and blood had not revealed it to Peter, and the Son was revealed in the Apostle. And none that deny revelation can preach Christ in truth, and they who are ministers of Christ are in his doctrine. For when they are out of his doctrine and his commands, then they are wrong ministers, for they minister not for Christ but preach themselves, and are antichrists and transgressors. And the Scripture nowhere says that baptism is a Christian circumcision, as sprinkling infants, but circumcision in the Spirit and baptism in the Spirit are all one, in which the outward ends. And as for all your other silly expressions published to the nation, it had been better you had kept silent, and all of you, than to have published your shame to the nation. But your folly you must bring forth, to make it manifest to all men, whose eyes are opening. Are not you in the devil's snare, who are out of the discerning? For you cannot tell what to bring people into. Alack for you, who are hung about with rags, and are not covered with the Spirit of the Lord, but are all from what we are in, and so have kept people in darkness, and not turned them to the light, being all ravened from it, and so think there is life in the Scriptures, which testify of the life. So I say, search them, and see if they do not testify of the life. And all your words that you have spoken that have not been from the life shall be your burden, the witness in you shall answer it. Thomas Weld, Richard Prydox, Samuel Hammond, William Cole, and William Durant, ministers in Newcastle. Their book called The Perfect Pharisee. Their principles follow. Principle. They say, if they shall say that every man has the knowledge of Christ by special revelation, and that direct by the Spirit, they say what is quite contrary to the common knowledge of thousands. Answer. All that ever come to know Christ, you and all the people upon the earth, it must be by revelation, for no man knows Christ but by revelation. And all that ever own Christ, they must own the light that does enlighten every man that comes into the world to be the covenant of God, which light men are to believe in, which not believing in, they are reprobated. And I do believe you, that neither you nor thousands and thousands who have had the sheep's clothing upon their backs, and so have covered the wolf with it, ever knew the revelation of the Son of God. And as none know the Son of God until he is revealed, so they do not have the knowledge of him. The Scriptures testify of him, but they who had the Scriptures did not recognize him, only those who were in the light and in the covenant. So you have all discovered yourselves to be in the apostasy from the apostles' spirit, and all to be the false spirits gone out into the world, for means, for maintenance, and are all puffed up in your pride. And that makes all your doctrine to be so dry and so barren, there being no revelation among you, nor any direct speaking from God and Christ, but feeding people with the husk, with the outside. You have here proven yourselves only to be the wolf in the sheep's clothing, inwardly ravened from the Spirit. But with the Spirit we comprehend you. If it had not been so, you would never have published your folly to the nation. But the Spirit of love and humility and meekness, which bears all things, comes to be known by the Spirit. Principle. For people to be led with a light within, this is to make the Scriptures useless. Answer. No, this lets all see the Scriptures in their place and the fulfilling of them, which were given forth to be believed, practiced, read, and fulfilled, not for men to make a trade of them and call people from the light within, with which they should see the Scriptures. And without the light none come into covenant with God, with their hearts and minds, so they continue the need to say one to another, know the Lord, so that they are always living under man's teaching. Principle. How clear, say they, the Scripture is, that faith comes by hearing, and not by minding the light within. They think faith comes by hearing someone read the Scriptures, yet Paul says faith comes by hearing the word, which word is in their hearts and mouths, that is the word of faith which we preach. Rom 10:8-17. Christ is the word, and the light is the light of the word. The word can be heard, and its light can show a man. Answer, does any man know Christ but by the light within, and is not Christ the word? Can any see the word, Christ, without the light? Does it not make manifest? No, does it not give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus? Read 2 Cor 4:6. From whom faith comes. And so faith comes by minding the light within, Christ, the author of it, and brings to look at him and hear him. Principle, and multitudes were converted by those fair epistles written by the Spirit. Multitudes were converted by those fair epistles. Converted, according to the false church's definition of converted, which is that anyone who believes in Jesus, some adding to get wet in water, is converted. But flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom, neither does corruption inherit corruption. Corruption must put on incorruption. Only the cleansed, pure, perfect, and holy have any inheritance in the kingdom. Jesus' command to his disciples was not to make converts, but teaching them to observe all the things that I have commanded you. Matt 28:20, they were to make them disciples like they had been the Lord's disciples. Click to see all the things Jesus had commanded them. Answer. None are converted but who are in the Spirit that gave forth those epistles, though they may have all the epistles. for that baptizes and circumcises, and in that is the fellowship and unity. Your converts and the papists have been by the epistles, out of the life, since the days of the apostles, and so made proselytes twice as fit for hell as yourselves, Pharisee-like. People, as I said before, may get the sheep's clothing, that you have long been covered with, but inwardly have been ravening wolves, as your fruits have declared, and the northern part of the nation may manifest. The witness in all your consciences shall answer for me, and let you see that your own words are your burden. And a heavy cry will come upon you when you feel it, who now are fat and full. But a day of reckoning is coming, and inquisition is made for the blood that has been shed, of all the prophets, martyrs, and saints since the days of the apostles, and the imprisoning and the persecuting by you and your offspring got up since the days of the apostles, the false spirits that went out into the world, that are now standing against the light which does enlighten every man that comes into the world. A mark that you are inwardly ravened, and that you are the antichrists and false prophets. You are not likely to own the light in every man who are ravened from it, and are turned against those who walk in the light and keep the testimony of Jesus. Here is the beast and the false prophet that make war against the saints and overcome them for a time, but the Lamb and the saints must have the victory. And you about Newcastle, ministers and teachers are like a heap or dunghill, soggy and muddy, but come to the witness, else eternally you will be condemned. Principal, they say, blessed are they who hear the word and keep it, which is a word spoken and written, not the eternal word. It is a notion of the word of God to call the word of God a declaration. And the holy scriptures are able to make men wise unto salvation, to the law and testimony. Forasmuch as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, Luke 1, one answer, to the law and to the testimony. The law is light, said Solomon, and the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And many may have the Old and New Testament, and yet be out of the light, and out of the testimony, as you are, and so out of the spirit of prophecy. For Isaiah had the testimony before Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and the revelations were written, and told them, come to the law and to the testimony. And you who do not speak according to that rule, it is because you hate the light in you. And Luke calls the scriptures a declaration, who is a minister of the word. And the scriptures are the words of God, and the words of Christ, and so not the word, but the words which the word Christ fulfills. So you are men unperfected disciples, not able to divide the word aright, nor to speak a word in season to the wearied. Instead, you lead the halt and lame and blind out of the way into the ditch, who for doing so must find misery in the afterlife. Again, they who hear the word of God hear what lives and endures forever. And this word is eternal, which lives and endures forever, which they have within them. And with that they see that the words and letters and writings or outward tables may be broken, but still the word remains. Who would think that the ministers of Newcastle should say that the scriptures are able to make men wise unto salvation and leave out faith? You are no more made wise than the Pharisees were with the scriptures without faith. They were not made wise unto salvation by the scriptures without the faith, neither are you. But who are in the faith, they are made wise to salvation through the scriptures and come to Christ the end of them, for it gives to see the scriptures, and in it in the faith is the unity, which scribes and Pharisees and apostates are out of. Principle, that since the time of the apostles the call is indirect, and that the officers and elders of the church are to be ordained by an indirect way, the power without the person, government without governor, is a mere imagined fancy. Answer. Christ said false spirits would come, who were inwardly ravened. They went forth from the apostles, into the world, and the world has run after them. They can speak nothing otherwise, but of an indirect not directly called from Christ or God, but through men, or feeling, or door opening, or opportunity call, and their elders and members are made indirectly by other men, never called by God. And so have all erred from the power and spirit of God, and this is since the days of the apostles. For all true elders and officers of the church of God are made directly by the Spirit, for the church is spiritual. Else how should they see the things that are direct, or behave themselves in the church of the living God, which is the pillar and ground of truth, the church which is in God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ? The power of God rules and orders people when there is no outward government. No, it strikes down the government of men, and governors, as in the days of Daniel and Pharaoh, and in many other places of Scripture is mentioned. The power of God strikes down government and governors who are out of it, and this is the power that is honored, which strikes down false governors and government, and this is not an imagination, as you ignorantly say. Principal, and you say, Christ does not forbid to be called of men master in the expression of civil honor, and we will warrant a pulpit from the Scripture, Ezra's example. And you say, they who stand praying in the synagogues are reproached as Antichrist. Answer, they who pray for money and preach for money and get up a pulpit and plead Ezra's example, they might have pleaded that the Pharisees had the most prominent seat. They are ignorant of Christ, the light, the life, and the power, who came to put an end to Ezra and the pulpit both, who preached up and down the mountains and wilderness and denied the Pharisees praying and all that are got up there without the power. And that is Antichrist that is got up in the long robe and praying for money and pleads Ezra's pulpit and said, it is a civil honor to be called of men master, and so slights and transgresses Christ's commands and calls it civil respect. These, I say, are they who have gotten the sheep's clothing upon their backs, but are inwardly ravened from the Spirit of God and deceive the world. But now their hypocrisy cannot be hidden, but must come to light and be published upon the housetop, and the light must be given to the whole house and not put under the bushel. And the children of light shall shine, that men shall come to glorify their Father which is in heaven. And you antichrists in the apostasy have got up in Ezra's pulpit, which comes to an end. Ezra's pulpit was a wooden platform, where he and 13 Levites stood addressing up to 42,000 Jews who had never heard the law, having been in exile in Babylon for generations. It was read to them for 5-6 hours, Ezra doing the reading, and the Levites adding explanations. For a preacher, to pretend his single-person pulpit is justified by Ezra's platform holding 14 people is a stretch. Further, Paul gave us instructions for worship service as follows. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing, by the words of Christ dwelling within your heart, one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Col 3:16. How is it then, brothers? When you assemble together, may every one of you have a psalm, a doctrine, a tongue, a revelation, or an interpretation. Let all things be done for edification. But not brought already prepared, rather all was received in the meeting from the Spirit. If any men speak in an unknown tongue, let it be limited to two, or at the most to three, and that by taking turns, and let one interpret. But if there is no interpreter, let them keep silence in the church, and let them speak to themselves and to God. Let 2 to 3 prophets, those inspired by the Spirit to teach or preach, speak, and let the others judge what they hear. If anything is revealed to another that sits by, let the first cease talking, so that the second may declare his or her revelation. In this way you may all prophesy one by one, that all may learn and all may be comforted. For the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. For God is not the author of confusion, but of order and peace, as in all churches of the saints. 1 Cor 14:26-33. Note, there is no one preacher, but all are supposed to preach as and if they are moved by the Holy Spirit. The false prophets counter. But Peter preached sermons in Acts. Yes, and when he preached by the instruction of the Holy Spirit and with words supplied by the Spirit of God, which his listeners heard in their own languages. He did not read the Bible and pontificate on its meanings based on his opinion, carnal mind logic, or vain imagination. Principle, they say, it is a civil respect to say thou to one. Again, Christ laid down the very reason why his disciples should take neither gold nor scrip, but wholly depend upon the means due unto them for preaching. Answer. When have we seen the Newcastle priests go out in this manner, without gold or scrip, and wholly depending on the preaching of the gospel? Or when have we seen any of them called ministers of England do so? Go without a scrip, depending only upon preaching the gospel. No, are not their petitions for maintenance, flying up and down the nation to the magistrates, enough to shame both magistrates and church, and themselves too, if they had any shame? For it seems that their flock and vineyards will not maintain them. Enough to shame all the people that ever they have preached to and make them turn their backs on them. For they cannot say that they have lived upon the gospel, but they have lived upon the state and what they have got by ravening. He who lives upon the gospel gets a flock and gets a vineyard, but you are found in the Pope's maintenance, tithes and offerings from men, and not in the maintenance which Christ allowed to his disciples, whom he is with to the end of the world. Now these are states ministers made by man, and so have their allowance put in and taken out by men. So being out of the allowance of Christ, which he gives to his disciples, you may see you are out of their steps, and will appear to all sober people to be in the apostasy, ravened from the Spirit of the living God, and the power the apostles were in. Paul said, "Have not I power to eat and to drink? Not great sums of money, stipends, and glebolins, and tithes, set forth by the magistrates." And the apostles often would not use their power to eat, though they had power. Never did any of the prophets or apostles preach to people by an hourglass, nor had they, when any spoke within the term of their hourglass, a law to prison them. That is the beast that does so, that quenches the spirit, and is not the ministry of Christ. Do not many of you shake the glass and think the time long? Without the glass you could not tell when to stop talking, and would run all into confusion. Is not this carnal glass your limit? See how you can preach without it, and tell well when you have done without a sickness in your spirits, which must have a carnal glass to limit them, which shows man does not have power over his own spirit. The power of God knows when to speak, and when to keep silent. And so all your preaching is by the glass, which is a limit of your earthly spirits, who have gone from the spirit the apostles were in and preached by. But what you study out of old authors, the sheep's clothing, you sell yearly by the glass. Is that your measure? The priest's measure that he measures out to people. Look in any steeple house almost and see if the priest have not a measure, or it may be, measures a day. Do not call this the weakness of the people, for many people are ashamed of these things, that you should give them but 2 glasses hours a week. Now would it not be more honorable so lay by your glass, and come into the Spirit and preach by the Spirit, and to speak as it moves and gives utterance, and quench it not in any, so that all may learn and all may be comforted in your church? And you to one is not a form of sound words, so not civil but to be condemned, and shows you have not learned your accidents nor grammar. Principle. Such as tremble at the word of God and work out their salvation with fear and trembling are judged to be notorious, bringing back to the covenant of works. Notice, he treats Paul's command to the Philippians with contempt by ridiculing it as works. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Phil 2:12 and ignoring other scriptures, he could say. Carrying a cross is works too, or doing good to your enemies is works, and so to not steal is work, and so to seek the kingdom is works, and so to forsake everything is works, and so to lose your life is work, and so to give to anyone who asks is work, and so to forgive others is works, and so to love God is works, and so to do anything is works. All part of the doctrine of the devil, which twists Paul's statements about works, which he made about works the law like observing the Sabbath, washings, sacrifices, special days, foods, tithes, etc. Notice, the false prophets want to ignore all the law, except tithing, so they can fool us out of our money. They have it completely backwards. Tithing died by Jesus permanently obsolescing the Levitical priesthood and their ordinance of tithes, which anyone who closely reads Hebrews 7:18 can see, but the laws of love and morality did not die. In fact, the moral laws were strengthened by Christ, making it even harder to be obedient. He changed eye for an eye to turn the other cheek, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. He made adultery not just the act but the thought in the heart. He made murder not just the act but the anger and hate in your heart. He told us not to repay injury or insult. He told us that restraint of sin was not enough, but that we were defiled by what was in our hearts, so our hearts must be cleansed of the desire or inclination to sin. It was Martin Luther who created the doctrine of instant salvation and justification, based on faith, which faith he did not understand, in Jesus, but he deliberately ignored and criticized the books of Hebrews, Jude, Esther, James, and Revelation because they conflicted with his new doctrine. Yet the Protestant sects rushed to embrace his devilish doctrine of instant sainthood. Answer: know the power of God that works out salvation with fear and trembling, brings off from the covenant of works, and brings above all the powers of wickedness. And so that is what brings the people of God to be persecuted and hated, living in the power and seed of God. And no one knows salvation but who knows fear and trembling. Principle: It is a delusion for one to witness a direct call and others to witness with those who they are so called. Answer. Were not the apostles and saints written in one another's hearts and one another's epistles there? And were they not called directly, and did they not witness one another as it is now? Principal. And you say, some of them go naked. And another came and said, he had a call directly from heaven to take away the priest's hourglass, and speak of their poor apparel, and the forsaking the world, though they neglect their families, and they run up and down in places and streets or steeple houses to vent their doctrine. Answer. These are the marks they give to us, and to prove us according to the title of their book, Perfect Pharisees. The apostles preached as they went up and down, in towns, markets, and synagogues, and they were not Pharisees, but those were that held up synagogues, and tithes, and temple, and priests. So you have the mark of the perfect Pharisee. The name is entered into your bowels and hearts. And as for any being moved of the Lord to take away your glass from you, by the eternal power it is owned, and to take away your time limit of preaching, which is a carnal limit to your earthly spirits, that are gone out into the world from the apostles, departed from the Holy Spirit. And if any have been moved of the Lord to put off their clothes, as was Isaiah for 3 years, it has been as a sign among you, to show you are naked and lack the covering of the Spirit. And as for any going in poor apparel and forsaking the world and coming off from costly attire, was not this the apostles' doctrine? Are you like the apostles, the messengers of Christ, or the messengers of Satan, crying up the world and its glory and costly attire? And who are come to forsake the world are come out of the sinful neglect of their families, into the wisdom of God that preserves the creation and is not destructive. As you are speaking of perfection, so far as men are perfect, they are perfect in glory and changed from glory to glory, and witness perfection upon earth and see an end of it as David did, who had outstripped all his teachers. But among all yours that are kept under your teaching, there is no talk of perfection, so you fall short of coming to see the end of it. And the one offering, and the blood of Christ, and the new covenant, perfect, blot out, and cleanse from all sin. And as for all the rest of your unsavory and hard expressions in your book, judgments and sorrow you will feel for them, and in the day you are judged the witness in you shall answer. Thomas Pollard, a member of the church about Litchfield, in his book which he calls The Holy Scripture Clearing Itself from Scandals, his principles follow. Principal, he said, it is a trivial issue to say thee and thou to a single person. Answer. Which shows that he never learned accidence grammar from the then current English books of grammar, nor Bible. It is the language that the saints spoke one to another. In the time of this writing, only important people were to be addressed with the plural you, while those of the lower classes and trades were addressed as thee or thou, as the English books of grammar at that time instructed any single person to be addressed. So, God ordered the Quakers to cease giving honor to man and to treat everyone the same without showing partiality or respect of persons to anyone, which James has clearly identified as a sin. The same applied to addressing someone as master, abbreviated master, which only the important people insisted on. The same applied to removing one's hat or bowing to important people. The Lord required these customary honors to be withheld. Today, there is no longer any class distinction to who is called you or mister, and removal of the hat is only done indoors, not to honor an important person. So there is no honor to withhold, and thus no requirement on the Lord's people, except we are not to bow to any man or woman, no matter how important they are. Principal, he said, it is wickedness to call the letter of the Scripture, and what is gotten from the Scripture, brain knowledge, page 4. Who has made us able ministers of the New Testament? Not of the letter the Bible, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. 2 Cor 3, 6. Clearly, written words are without spirit, they have no life in them without the Spirit behind them. The ministers of the Old Covenant were to read the words of the Scripture to their listeners, but ministers of the New Covenant are to speak words supplied by the Holy Spirit. Which things we speak, not in the words, which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit instructs, combining spiritual truths with spiritual words. 1 Cor 2:13 Jesus said, whatever I speak is just as the Father has told me to speak. He who speaks from himself seeks his own glory, but he who seeks the glory of the one who sent him, that man is true, and there is no unrighteousness in him. John 12:50-7:18 If any man speaks, let him speak as the oracle's spokesman with words from God of God. If any man ministers, let him do it with the ability that God gives. 1 Peter 4, 11. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with words from Christ in your hearts, in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Call 3, 16. That which we have seen and heard we declare to you, 1 John 1, 3, answer. The letter is paper and ink, and the letters are carnal, and what is gotten from it without the Spirit is brain knowledge. But the Scripture, the thing it speaks of, is spiritual, the word is spirit, and see principle. He said, the Lord never said to you as he said to David, that you are after his heart, or any of your way, or that ever went in your way, and do not destroy all by your doctrine, page 7. Answer, no, David had outstripped all his teachers, so have we many of us who have trembled as David did, witnessing the new covenant, Christ Jesus, in which we need not say, know the Lord. And who witnesses this, witnesses the tabernacle of David built. Again, our doctrine destroys only the transgressions of men, and does not destroy the smoking flax and bruised reed. And we can say we are after his heart, and God has said we are after his heart. Principle, he said, and so that people may find rest to their souls, take the law and testimony. See page 9. He is saying, read the Bible and find rest for your souls. But Christ said the following, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Matt 11:28-29. You search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are those that testify of me. But you will not come to me, that you might have life. John 5:39-40. So obviously, rest is only found if you come to me, Jesus, not come to the Scriptures. Come not to sex services, not to prayer meetings, not to altar calls, but come directly to him by silently waiting on him, listening for his voiced commands and teachings, obeying, and then being changed. Answer. Many that have the Scriptures deny the light that does enlighten every man that comes into the world, and say, prophecy is ceased. So then they may say the Spirit is ceased, it is all one. For the law is light, said Solomon, and the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Now the world cries, the law and testimony are the Old and New Testament. But many may have these, and yet deny the law and testimony, which is the light and spirit of prophecy. For the law and testimony were in the days of Isaiah, before Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and the epistles and revelations were written. And so they that are not according to the law and the testimony are out of the light and spirit, in the darkness, though they have all the Scriptures, which the law and testimony own in their places. And many may have the Scriptures given forth from the Spirit of God, and yet cannot have the comfort and rest to their souls, till they come to Christ, of whom the Scriptures testify. Principle, he said, try the spirits whether they are of God, for many false prophets are gone out into the world, page 11. And Satan transforming himself into an angel of light, and false apostles and ministers of unrighteousness transforming themselves as the ministers of righteousness. And he said, if they bring another gospel and doctrine than what is preached, receive them not into your houses, nor tell them God's speed. Answer, what you now tell people is the gospel, which you preach, are the four books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and see as instance priest Shaw of Aldingham in Lancashire who said so. Contrary to the Scripture, which said, the gospel is the power of God. And many may have the four books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, which is the form, but deny the power, and so deny the gospel, which is the power of God. And so they who deny the power have put the four books for it, and they who have not the Father and the Son are not to be received into their houses, as said the Apostle John, for they come in the form, and deny the light, as you do. But he who has the Son and the Father, he is in the power, the substance of the form. The gospel is a mystery. The books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John's are not mysteries, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, F6:19, and the gospel was past tense, preached to every creature under heaven. Call 1:23. In Romans, the good tidings were described as. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, truly, their sound went into all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world, Rom 10:18, PSA 19:4. Paul is speaking of the spirit of the Lord's utterances heard through all the earth, to the end of the world. This is not the apostles' preaching. The Americas had not even been discovered at the time of Paul and the apostles, so they could not have gone through all the earth. there are remote places on the earth that the missionaries still have not ever entered. Furthermore, look at this chapter's verse 16, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who has believed our report? Rom 10, 16. Isaiah was speaking about people not obeying the gospel several hundred years before Christ. Paul also proves the gospel was preached to Abraham, saying, and the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, in you will all nations be blessed. Gal 3, 8, Gen 22, 18, Col 1, 23 says, but the gospel, which you have heard, and which was past tense, preached in every creature under heaven. Now, if the gospel, which is a mystery, has been preached in all men, as this verse plainly states, the gospel which you have heard, and which was preached in every creature under heaven, the preaching has to be done by the Spirit of Christ himself. Only the Spirit could reach the far corners of the globe. In the days of the apostles, the Americas had not even been discovered, and prior to Christ, there were no apostles to send out to the world to preach the gospel. The everlasting gospel, the mystery, is explained by the great early Quaker, Isaac Pennington. Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him that made heaven and earth, Rev 14:7. If you know the preacher that preached this, if you have heard this preached in your own heart, if you have met with that fear there, which God's Spirit teaches and gives, if you have known the hour of God's judgment, and had the axe laid to the root of the tree, and if you have been taught by the Son to worship the Father in spirit and truth, you have, without doubt, met with the gospel, the everlasting gospel. The mystery, which has been hidden from ages and generations, but now is made revealed to his saints. Col 1:26. And for certain Christendom, without a saint to its name, has no idea what the gospel is. They are not even aware that the gospel is a mystery. They think it is Jesus saves or the books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Take heart. Nothing is hidden except what is meant to be revealed. Matt 10:26, Luke 12:2. Seek and keep on seeking with your whole heart and soul, and you will find. But as for this man, the god of this world, Satan, has blinded his minds of who do not believe in the light and word within, so that the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should not shine in them. 2 Cor 4:4. Again, the devil transformed himself as an angel of light before the apostles' decease, and false apostles, devil's messengers, and ministers of unrighteousness were got up before the apostles' decease. And the false prophets were gone out into the world, and the false spirits before the apostles' decease, as in John, and since the days of the apostles they have led the world after them, have been received into houses, and corrupted the whole earth, of whom you have been. Therefore the apostles brought the saints then to the anointing within them, and to the light that shined in their hearts, which would give them the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus, which light you bring from. And now since the days of the apostles have you been carried away, swallowed up by such as have not the Father and the Son, and are the false spirits that went forth into the world, and the false prophets, and Satan, who has transformed himself as an angel of light, and the ministers of unrighteousness and false apostles, who confess they have not the same spirit as the prophets, Christ and apostles had, so are erred from them, and are the false spirits, false prophets, and false apostles, who have been destroying since the days of the apostles. For the false apostles, Satan's ministers, transforming themselves as angels of light, these went all out from the spirit that the prophets, Christ, and the apostles were in. So these were the spirits that were to be tried by those who had the anointing in them. You, who now are tried by those who are come to the anointing in them, are seen to be gone out from the apostles. John said, whoever runs ahead and does not remain in the teachings of Christ does not have God. He who remains in the teachings of Christ has both the Father and the Son. To run ahead is to not be led by the Spirit of God what to do. To run ahead is to decide what needs to be done yourself, rather than wait for the Spirit's instruction. Therefore, anyone who is preaching or teaching without revelation from the Spirit of God, without explicit instructions from the Spirit of God, is preaching from his own brain and imagination, which Christ said were those who sought honor for themselves. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not receive him into your house, neither wish him Godspeed or success in his future endeavors. 2 John 1:9-10 Anyone to read the Bible is not to remain in the teachings of Christ. Look at what Paul said about being taught directly by Jesus, but you have learned differently from Christ, assuming you have actually heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus. F4, 20-21, and if your minister has not been called and taught and authorized and perfected and sent by him, he is a blind guide leading you into the ditch. Principle, he said, you put out the eyes of poor souls by bidding them to hearken to the light within. See page 14. Answer. The eye that sees the soul is the light which comes from Christ the bishop of it, and no one knows the eye of the soul, but who comes to the light within that opens it, which comes from Christ the Savior of it, which gives him the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ, 2 Cor 4, 6, and lets him see his Savior. Principle, he said, I affirm that no man can have salvation by virtue of his obedience. See page 17. And being made perfect, he, Jesus, became the author and source of eternal salvation to all those who heed and obey him. Heb 5, 9, listen to and obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people. And walk completely in the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well to you. Jer 7:23, this man does not have a single clue as to what God requires. Man lost paradise because of disobedience. Man will only regain paradise and reconciliation with God by obedience. Obedience to what? Obedience to the commands and teachings of the Lord, personal commands, which he speaks to you from within your heart. Until you can hear, you must obey the moral laws as your schoolmaster, until faith comes. Faith is hearing the word from within you heart and believing it to be from God worthy of being obeyed. Faith is to be led by the Spirit of God. To be led is to obey. Without obedience, there is absolutely no hope whatsoever. For of this you can be sure. No sexually immoral, impure, or covetous person, such a man is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient, F5, 5-6. The false gospel of grace is empty words, purposed to deceive you, to convince you to do nothing, remaining in your sins, so your soul is destroyed. Answer, he who believes is saved, he has salvation, he who does not is condemned already. And no man has salvation only by believing, and where believing is, there is obedience to the gospel. They who do not obey it are condemned and neglect their salvation. He who believes in the Son of God has the witness in himself. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. 1 John 5, 10-12. To have the Son is to possess the Son and Father in your heart, in sufficient measure to be eventually to be free from all sin. Believing is not salvation, as Paul 9 times emphasizes addressing believers in the churches. Now is our salvation nearer than when we believed, Rom 13:11, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, Phil 2:12, but let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. 1 Thessalonians 5:8, for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. 1 Cor 1:18. While in the inward cross of self-denial, you will see the sins slowly disappear from your life until you are free of sin. Godly sorrow produces repentance that leads to salvation, 2 Cor 7:10. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you are sealed to the day of redemption future happening, F 4:30. Paul is speaking to believers in the church who have not yet been redeemed. For we are the sweet aroma of Christ unto God, to those who are being saved. 2 Cor 2:15. We are made partakers of Christ, if we hold firm the beginning of our confidence to the end. Heb 3:14, we desire that every one of you show the same diligence in realizing the full assurance of hope to the end, so that you are not slothful, but followers of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Heb 6:11-12. And Peter echoes the same message that salvation is not just believing or faith, rather salvation is the end of faith's obedient journey. Who are kept by the power of God through faith, to salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In that greatly rejoice, though it is necessary to suffer a few griefs through various trials, so that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tried with fire, might result in praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not see him now, but believe in him, you rejoice with joy that is unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. 1 Pet 1:5-9. Principle, he said, they lay in wait to deceive, who call the breaking of bread carnal, page 18. Answer. We cannot say that the outward bread is spiritual, because the bread that perishes is carnal, and we say Christ is the bread that is spiritual, and they deceive people who say outward bread is spiritual and not carnal. The Quakers showed that communion was an invention of the Roman sect. That Jesus and Paul had told us every time we broke bread, during supper, not in a ceremony at a sect meeting, or drank wine after supper, sharing a cup, we were to remember Christ's death until he appeared again to us. This in no way speaks of eating and drinking as a sacrament or ceremony. Bread was part of a supper, wine afterwards. It was only a remembrance of Christ's broken body and shed blood, so that upon his personal return to us, we might live in and through him. For a detailed discussion of this invented ceremony for a sect service, see the sacraments, a word not found in the Bible, principle. He said, "How should we have known sin to be sin, and righteousness to be righteousness, and a Christ that died at Jerusalem but by the scriptures?" And said, "No, we could not have known these things," page 21. Answer: what makes sin manifest is light, and they who had scriptures did not recognize Christ who died at Jerusalem, but instead crucified him. David and Joshua saw his sufferings and saw that Judas would betray him, and they did not read about it in scripture. Those who had scriptures did not know sin from righteousness. They did not know not the sin of unbelief. They did not know Christ's righteousness, and did not know the way to the Father, but turned against the light, the truth, which makes manifest sin as you turn against the truth, and as the Pharisees did. Certainly the scriptures can, if properly read, help us to understand what is sin, and for that they are valuable. Certainly the scriptures, if properly read, can give us a peek at what is righteousness by the record of Christ's life and teaching. But to read the scriptures did not help the ministers in this book understand either sin or righteousness. Here are some scriptures which show us the requirements of righteousness. Little children, let no man deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. We must be righteous as he is righteous, 1 John 3:7. We must be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect, Matt 5:48. We must be merciful as he is merciful, Luke 6:36. We must become pure as he is pure. 1 John 3:2-3. As he is, so are if not yet, must become we in this world. 1 John 4:17. There is no flexibility and no equivocation in any of these stated requirements. Here are some stated sins that cannot continue. The acts of the sinful nature include adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, etc. Those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Gal 5:19-21, all with sexual immorality, pride, hatred, lying, envy, wanting more, partying, foolishness, etc., will be banned from heaven. Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor passive male homosexual partners, nor dominant male homosexual partners, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor oppressive cheaters, these will not inherit the kingdom of God. 1 Cor 6:9-10. They will be banned from heaven. You can be sure, no sexually immoral or impure or covetous person has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with empty words. For because of such things God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. F5:5-6 Anyone who is impure, sexually immoral, or covetous will be banned from heaven. Regarding the above warning, F5:5-6, the word of the Lord within said, "This is the void of the earth made absolutely clear." Jesus said, "For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lewdness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile a man." Mark 7:21-23 Notice, until your heart has been cleansed, you are defiled, a ravenous beast who serves yourself, rather than others. The Lord's prayer of, "Deliver us from evil," means to be delivered or freed from the evil in your heart, which is salvation. John said, "Anyone who hates his brother has committed murder in his heart." 1 John 3:15 Jesus said, "But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart." Matt 5:28. And in the very next verse, Jesus tells us how consequential such lustful looks are. If your right eye offends you, pluck it out and cast it from you. For it is more profitable for you that one of your body parts should perish, rather than your whole body should be cast into hell. Matt 5:29. But the ministers of the Whore of Babylon will deny all of these scriptures, screaming, "Grace, grace, faith, not by works, believe." That is all that is necessary. Their God and Christ has been created by them, using a small subset of scriptures, while ignoring thousands of scriptures that clearly speak to the exclusions, the requirements, and the qualifying conditions of salvation, sin, and righteousness. Principle. To say, the officers of the church are invisible, is plainly of the Father, the devil. Page 24. Answer. The Holy Ghost made the officers of the church overseers, and that made the officers, the overseers, to be invisible, for they saw with an invisible eye, and so they were in the Spirit, which is invisible, and not in the flesh, else they could not be overseers in the church of God, and you are the visible, apostatized from them. Principle. He said, what is contained in the Bible is spirit and life. Page 25. Answer. What the Bible speaks about is spirit and life, which is Christ, of whom you are ignorant, who have the letter Bible and deny the light, and so say life is contained in the letter Bible. The letter kills, the Spirit gives life. 2 Cor 3, 6 It is the Spirit who gives life, the flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life-giving. John 6, 63 Some say that since the words in the Bible are Christ's, to read them is the same as to have heard him speak them. The words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life, John 6, 63. He does not say the words as written, much less the scriptures or writings, are spirit and life. When Christ himself speaks to a soul, his words are spirit and life to that soul, for spirit and life are in his words when he speaks them. But when another reads or speaks them without his spirit, they minister neither spirit nor life. For instance, Christ's calling to Lazarus when dead and buried, "Lazarus, come forth," his words were spirit and life to Lazarus. But let another read or speak the same words to a man dead and buried and cry to him to come forth, they will not raise him to life. From a Christian Progress. Principle, he said, the scripture is able to make men wise unto salvation, and see page 25. Answer. Through faith the scripture is able, for the Pharisees and chief priests had scriptures, yet were not wise unto salvation, neither are you who deny the light of Christ. And the seducers and evil men that the apostles saw coming in, who should wax worse and worse, and have overgrown the world with hardness, prejudice, and wickedness, have had the scriptures, but have not been made wise unto salvation. They have had the scriptures without the faith in Christ Jesus, and so are out of unity. Saving faith is by revelation. Faith is by hearing the word of God within your heart, and believing whom you hear to be Jesus, and believing him to be the truth, believing enough to obey any commands you hear. Saving faith is not believing in the historical accuracy of the life of Jesus, as recorded in the Bible. Principle. He said, Paul spoke of some men that should be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and his glory, that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. See page 36. Answer. Who obey the gospel obey the power of God and come to the substance, the end of all the scriptures, and obey the light which Christ has enlightened them withal. And such as disobey the power, disobey the gospel, and so you have brought judgment upon yourselves who get all the form and put the form for the gospel. From the presence of the glorious God and his power, does the power punish them who disobey it, which power is the gospel. And those were coming up before the apostles' decease who have led into disobedience since the apostles' decease, but now are by the power of the Lord made manifest. Principle, he said, Christ left us an example, who is our example? Page 32. This man claims Christ is his example, but he ignores almost every teaching that Christ spoke. Go and teach in all nations, baptizing, teaching them to observe all the things that I have commanded you. So, his true disciples are supposed to be teaching us to observe all his commands, but Christendom ignores all his commands. From the word of the Lord within, they have gutted Jesus, they have made the Bible hollow. Where is the teaching of Christ's commands in Christendom today, and who is showing people how to become obedient to all his commands? Who is teaching, be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect, Matt 5:48, and then telling you how to comply? Who is teaching? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, Matt 6:33. Who is teaching? Repent or perish, Luke 13:3. Who is teaching? Sin no more, John 5:14. Who is teaching? Believe in the light so that you may become children of the light. John 12:36. Who is teaching? If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me, Luke 9:23. Who is teaching? So likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple, Luke 14:33. Who is teaching? He who finds his life shall lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake shall find it, Matthew 10:39. What? Not your preacher. Then he is not a disciple of Christ, but is a minister of Satan, transformed to appear as a minister of righteousness. 2 Cor 11:14-15. And the above list is just a few of Jesus' commands. Click here to see many more. So, come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins and lest you receive of her plagues. Rev 18:4. Answer. And yet you are offended at others who say he is their example and would have none to own his light. So he is not your example that deny the light Christ, but he who is out of the light is your example. Principle. He said, for a perfection in glory to be attained to, on this side the grave, I utterly disown, page 43. Answer. Where glory is in the least degree, it is in perfection, and who have not glory and do not attain to glory on this side the grave are in a sad condition. For the saints rejoiced with joy unspeakable and full of glory, and they witnessed the hope of glory within them while they were upon earth. And of that hope they were to give a reason that was in them, and they saw the glory of God and the Father, and so came to be changed from glory to glory, till they had come into the image of God. Paul saw, before his decease, those who would not endure sound doctrine, given to fables, and had the itching ears, and heaped to themselves teachers, and those forsook the faith. Such have reigned and now reign since the days of the apostles, therefore none among them come to see the glory of God, and to need no man to teach them, and that they need not say, Know the Lord. None come into the everlasting covenant, into the power out of the form, and none come to know all things by the anointing in them. But they are all on heaps about their heaps of teachers, and itching ears, and so cannot endure the sound doctrine, that any should come into the covenant of God, that they need not say, Know the Lord. That is the sound doctrine, to come into the covenant of God, Christ Jesus, the substance of all the prophets, glorified before the world began, to learn of him who is the way to the Father, the truth, and the life. And the heaps of teachers are all erred from him and the apostles, and so from the true teacher Christ Jesus, who said, Learn of me. And here people would destroy one another about their teachers, but Christ teaches otherwise, to love their enemies. And so men are following their imaginations, and not the Lord, reprobates concerning the faith in which is the unity, and there you are. Principle, he said, Paul did not commit the church to the light within them, for he told them, deceivers would come. See page 39. Answer. When deceivers and false prophets had come among the church of the Corinthians, Paul told the Corinthians that the light that shined in their hearts would give them the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus. And so here you show your ignorance of the scriptures, and of the church, and of Paul's doctrine, whose work was to bring them to the light within them. When the deceivers had gotten up, and so committed the church to the light within them, and told them what would give them the knowledge. So those who drew people from the light within are the false spirits that the apostle speaks of, that went out into the world before the apostles' decease, who led the world after them, by whom the way of truth came to be evil spoken of. For the apostle told them that the light that shined in their hearts would give them the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus, and not their teachers without them, as you do, who bring them from the light within them and so act contrary to the apostles. Principle, he said, to bring people to the light within is despising the word. Again, the light that is in a man is not able to lead him to happiness. See page 50. The man incorrectly calls the Bible the word. In the beginning was God, and the word was with God, and the word was God. John 1:1. The word is not scripture, and scripture is not God. As long as a man is subject to his emotions, rage, anger, hate, lust, depression, covetousness, greed, envy, jealousy, etc., man is miserable, and the Bible cannot free a man from these sins. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1:7. Beloved, now we are to be the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we will be, but we know that when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he, Jesus, is pure. And every man who has this hope in him purifies himself, even as he, Jesus, is pure. 1 John 3:2-3. A no man comes to happiness but who comes to the light within, which comes from Christ, the happiness of all mankind, the Redeemer, the Restorer of mankind out of the fall, out of the first Adam's state to God, into the second Adam's state, who is the covenant of God with men, in which they have peace. So in this light stands every man's happiness, and he who has the happiness has Christ the light within him, and the peace with God. And the light within, which comes from Christ the Word, is not against the Word, nor Scriptures, which are the words, but it owns them, and with them has unity. And no one sees the Word but with the light within. And as for all the rest of your unsavory expressions and childish speeches, they are not worth mentioning. And you had better have let silence cover you than to have published your nakedness to the nation. For your words will be your burden. In the time of your necessity, the witness shall answer in you. Continue to next rebuttals. This website's purpose is to show how to become free from sin by benefiting from the changing power of God through the cross, which leads to union with God and his kingdom.